Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jody. May I please have the zip code on the account you've called in about today?
98022.
Thank you. Your first and last name, please.
Dwayne Yellen.
Thank you. And please verify your shipping address.
320 Chinook Avenue, apartment G7, Eden Claw, Washington, 98022.
Thank you. That was 320 Chinook Avenue?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I've located this account for a meal planning app. It provides you with recipe guides and meal plans on how to eat better and feel better. Give me one second. I'm showing that the account has been canceled on the 17th of January. So how may I help you with this today?
Mm-hmm. I was wondering if I receive a refund or not.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do see that the charge was voided on the 15th. Let me take a look here. All right, so the order was placed on the 14th. There was a call-in on the 14th. You called to cancel, and we voided that charge. So it should have voided or disappeared in 3 to 5 business days. That would be, I'm taking a look at the calendar. It should disappear by the 21st, so that is Friday. Give it until the end of day Friday.
Okay, and then if I don't, the money will go back in on Saturday or Friday?
Yes, Saturday, because I forgot there's a holiday on the 17th, so keep in mind we had that holiday, but yes, it should, being that it was voided, it should just disappear from your statement. You won't see that charge. If it did process and there was a refund issued, you'll see the money back by that 5th business day. So with that holiday, that's going to be the 24th, next Monday. Okay, it should be all.
Monday.
Yeah, it should work itself out by Monday. I'm sorry about that. Is there anything else I can help you with?
For you to have a blessed day.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support. You do the same. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Mm-hmm.